A man whose cancer operation was cancelled at the 11th hour at Christchurch Hospital says his is a life and death situation and the latest round of health cuts is basically a false economy. In letters to unions dated 17th of April, Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand set out a raft of cost-cutting measures. Hospitals have been ordered to end double shifts, not backfill staff when people are sick, cut back on public holiday staffing and encourage more people to take annual leave. Last Friday, Graham was at Christchurch Hospital ready for a stomach cancer surgery. He'd been waiting 4 months for it. Graham picks up the story.
I was diagnosed with cancer in December. Finally, I got my operation, a notice for my operation, and went in to have the operation
Friday. You were pretty relieved about that, to finally get a spot after waiting so long?
Oh, it was amazing. Well, the cancer I've got can be quite aggressive, so the longer you have to wait, it's pretty dodgy for you. It makes you feel that it might be growing inside you, which it is. And the sooner you can get it out, the better. So finally I got the date.
Right, so you go in and you're pretty much ready to go, I imagine. You're right through the whole sort of pre-administration checks and everything. Were you gowned up, Graham? Had you got that far?
I was gowned up, and the surgeon put a marking where he was going to do the incision.
And then what happened?
Well, then I waited for about an hour, and then the anaesthetist come through to me and said, "We've got some bad news. We can't do it today because we're short of technicians."
Crikey, what did you think?
Well, I thought, how can you be short of technicians? You've done operations today already. And in retrospect, I think if the government have told them to cut out overtime, they must have just gone home.
You must have been very disappointed.
Well, I was gutted. I was just gutted. It was terrible to prepare yourself for a major operation, to be told to go home and come back in 2 weeks' time because we're short of technicians. I thought, don't you plan your day? And I'm not putting any adverse on the surgeons or the nurses. They were fantastic. But it was the administration of having technicians there ready to go that's caused me this, crap.
Did they give you any more details about why there wasn't a technician available?
No.
You'll be aware, Graham, that Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand has set out a number of cost-cutting measures. No more double shifts for hospital staff and virtually no replacements when people are sick, and they're encouraging people to take leave because they're wanting to save every dollar they can. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, I was diagnosed with cancer 4 months ago. I'm virtually dying of cancer. It's my third operation for cancer. And they say, go home because we don't have the staff. I mean, it's a life and death situation. It's not an accounting situation. It's life and death for me. Those people need to buck their game up. What are we living in, a third world country?
And generally your concerns for the health system overall, Graham, when you hear these things about cost cutting?
Well, it's disastrous. You can't cut things. I mean, I hear the government are giving landlords a break and they're cutting costs on people's health. They're virtually killing us with their cost cutting in health.
What do you think about a tax cut, Graham?
Well, they can stick their tax cut. I don't care about a tax cut. I want a proper health system, not tax cuts. I want to know when I'm diagnosed with cancer that they'll do something about it quick smart.
And what have you been told about when you can expect your operation?
2 weeks' time. And the surgeon has organised, so he can guarantee it, I take it, he's organised for me to go private now.
So fingers crossed it actually happens.
Well, it will happen, I guess. If I go in the private sector, I guess I will. Yes.
And what do you think of that?
Well, I think, what is the cost of that to the public system? It's fool's, you know, it's fool's gold. I mean, they're not really saving, are they? If the health system now has to pay for me to go private, how is that a saving?
And that was Graham talking about his deferred surgery at Christchurch Hospital. Now, in a statement, Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora says no planned surgeries were cancelled at Christchurch Hospital on Friday due to staff shortages. It says a non-clinically urgent surgery was deferred on Friday afternoon due to a morning surgery running overtime as a result of complications. Due to the morning overrun, the medical team determined the afternoon surgery couldn't safely start. Health New Zealand says it acknowledges how distressing it is for patients who have planned for and are expecting their surgery to have it deferred at short notice.